Corey Myers sitting in for Brian Shackman this morning in this brutal heat that we've been telling you about for the last 3 days, and how to stay safe from it, how to keep yourself safe, but not only you, elderly neighbors and friends and your pets. So joining me right now, which I am very excited because I am a pet person, Dr. Andrea Dennis from Pet Talk every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Corey. Nice to speak with you and to bring this to people's attention.
Oh, I am just a psycho pet owner. Okay. So, like, I left one of my dogs this morning in my bed with the she gets under the covers and puts her head on the pillow. That's her side of the bed. Right. So, I am that person. So, I really do want people to understand how to keep our pets safe, especially, God forbid, they're out there. They're driving and they see, you know, a dog on the side of the road, right? And, you know, no collar. Like, what should they do?
Well, first of all, I want people to kind of realize if it's hot outside for us, it's even hotter for your pet. It's excruciating, and they will, because they will get something called heat prostration. Their body core temperature can go up 105, 106, and it is potentially fatal. So if you do see a dog panting on the side of the road, not in the shade, I mean, if it's near a home, I would at least try to approach the owner of the home and ask them to, you know, if they could bring them inside. If not, then you have to call animal control. And most animal control, most people don't know how to reach them. You go through the police department, the local police department. That would be the person to call. Because again, this is potentially fatal for these poor four-legged family members.
I agree. And I'm so about having water outside, water inside. I want my dogs to have access to that all the time. And I know, right, the water outside gets hot, but I keep changing it.
Well, you know, I think it's weather like this, I would not leave our pets outside unattended. I've had dogs that were just tethered to a tree in the shade with water, and they still get this heat prostration.
Sure.
You have to be able to monitor them, even if you can have if you don't have air conditioning, even a floor fan on them. You have to remember, they don't sweat like we do. No matter how much water they drink, they cannot sweat. They only have some capability when they pant and through the bottom of their paws, the paw pads. So, and that's why exercising them, no throwing the ball. If you have to, you know, they have to go to the bathroom, do it as cool in the day as possible. But these days, the days that we are experiencing right now, I would not even exercise my pet. I would just avoid it for a couple of days.
I have, when you say avoid exercise, you had me right there. That's awesome.
Okay.
I can do that, so they can do that. The other thing is, you're not going to walk on bare asphalt with your bare feet, so you shouldn't be walking your dog on it either.
Thank you. Those hot surfaces can burn the bottom of their paws. And remember, their body temperature, when you walk out into the asphalt, into a parking lot, you can feel the heat coming off the tarmac or coming off the road. And can you imagine your body being just 6 inches off the ground from there? So they really, really have it bad this time of year. And then if you do have the breeds like the brachycephalic breeds, the ones that have like the short nose, your French bulldogs, your Persian cats, they have more of a difficult time breathing. And if they're panting too hard, they are particularly at risk for this heat prostration and getting in trouble.
You might be a pet person like me, and if you are, you wish you could just take them everywhere. That includes to work and to the store and everywhere you go. However, please leave them home. You cannot leave a pet in a car in this weather.
No, not at all. And I went, whenever I'm looking in the parking lots, or you hear a bark. If you just hear a dog barking in weather like this when you go to the grocery store, go ahead and approach that car. See what's going on. Does someone have the air conditioning going? Are they sitting in the car with them? I did have somebody call the show on Saturday, and she spoke about the fact that she went inside Walmart, I believe it was, and got the manager so that they would call someone, because she did see a dog in a car on Saturday. So let's just be good neighbors, and we all want to be as responsible as we can for our own pets. But if you see another pet that cannot fend for themselves, please try to reach out.
Yeah, again, I get it. I get that they're a part of your family, and I totally understand that, but you're not doing them any favors. I mean, again, would you leave your, I don't know, your elderly father in the car closed up with no air conditioning? No.
No. And usually when you bring your pet, you know, it, I mean, again, same thing for people. When you bring your pet, it's a very conscious decision on your part. I understand when some people forget, and that whole traumatic situation where some children we have all heard and read about that have been left in the car as a mistake. But this is usually when you bring your pet in the car, it is something that you decide before you leave the house. So just don't do it and leave that fan on the floor. Just keeping some air movement and keeping them out of the sun is ideal.
I do want to talk to you about something that has nothing to do with heat, but I just have friends that do it and you hear so much about it. And that is the raw food diet. For a dog.
Oh, Corey, uh-oh. We're going to have... No, I am not a fan. And I've talked about this on Pep Talk.
Good.
I talked about it, you know, at the Bloomfield Animal Hospital.
Yep.
When people come in with puppies and they ask, and cats, I tell them that because I know it's somewhat of a fad, it has not proven to be better. And I worry about the salmonella. I worry about the E. coli, even you touching it has that potential.
Right.
So I am not a fan. People do make up their own decisions about their children, about their pets. But if they're asking my opinion, I do not recommend it. And if you go to the FDA website about recalled pet food, look at the list of raw food that's being recalled. And it's constant. New types of food. But people are jumping in, you know, manufacturers are jumping in on the bandwagon. And I don't think that's smart.
Now, what about a fresh food diet?
What do you mean by that?
So it's cooked, like the turkey is cooked, yes. And if it's turkey and carrots and rice, how do you feel about that?
I think as long as you work with, I like working with a veterinary nutritionist to make sure that if you have everything that the dog needs, rice and peas and carrots may be enough, and with a little bit of meat may be enough for us. But then what about the vitamins? And there's some really excellent websites that we work with. And we guide people with that. So a homemade diet, I'm okay with, but it's got to be a balanced diet, and you need a professional to help you do that.
Okay. What about the dog sleeping in the bed? How do you feel about that?
Say that again. I'm sorry, Corey.
The dog sleeping in the bed, because my dog does all the time.
Food, no, that is A-okay.
Okay.
I'm really okay with it. I think if you have some behavioral issues that you're trying to, or you were there thinking, sometimes we have dogs that think they are our equal. And so sometimes that if that's a situation and you're trying to work with the behaviors, that may not be ideal. But I've had some of my dogs sleep with me. Some of them are now too big, but I am all for it. You know, they love us. We love them. And it's part of that relationship. And so I never deter people if that's what they want to do.
I never thought I'd have a dog that stole the covers from me, but she'll start on top of the covers. And then halfway through the night, she's like, man, I'm a little chilly. I think I need to get under the covers. And she used to go all the way like down the bottom of the bed and sleep under the blanket. But now she's taken to coming back up, putting her head on the pillow and, you know, sleeping with the covers on her. She's human.
What breed is she and how big is she?
She is a boxer mix. So she's on the smaller side, I guess, as far as boxers go, maybe 45 pounds.
Okay. And sleeping underneath the cover. So she's short haired then. She doesn't have that long hair.
Listen, that doesn't matter. That does not matter. It's all over the place. It still doesn't. Plus, I have a lab mix. And so, yeah, his hair's all over the place. So we've got tumbleweeds.
True.
That's why
True.
I bought the Roomba so it could vacuum when I can.
Me too. And actually, speaking of hair and the hot weather, you know, some people always ask, should I shave down my golden retriever? Should I shave them down? And I don't recommend doing that. You know, sometimes a shorter haircut is okay to try to prevent mats, and especially if they're swimmers. But they need some of that hair to protect them from the sun, and that helps insulate them from some of this heat as well. So, yeah, I get that question a lot too. So I just want to pass that on.
Yeah, that was great. Good. So you don't have to shave your dog.
No.
My neighbors just did that to their little fluff ball. Now he looks naked. He's like a little brown head in a white body. And
Right, exactly. And they, and the dogs that are white in particular, they can get sunburn, and, you know, and they, and some people like it. They go, I just don't want to deal with the fur in the summer, but don't feel like you're doing it so they're going to be cooler and more protected this summer. And again, anything that I'm saying, always feel free to ask your veterinarian. They're really happy to help as well.
Dr. Andrea Dennis, Pet Talk Saturday, 1 to 2 here on News Talk 1080. Thank you so much for joining us from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital. We certainly do appreciate your expertise.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.